Parshas Naso is the longest parsha in the Torah, that is regarding by verses, by psukim. 176 psukim in Parshas Naso, and that's what the Mefarshim point out. The longest Masechta, 176 daf, is Bava Basra. Kuf Yud Tes, I believe, is 176. And others point out more Derek Turis. The Aleph Beis is 22. And Naso is the 8th parsha after Pesach. From the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim to Kabbalah's Torah, 8 times 22 is 176. So, Naso is the long. Why specifically is Naso the longest parsha? So the first should point out, because Parshas Bamidbar we read before the Yontif of Shavuos, as the Gemara tells us at the end of Megillah, that Ezra instituted that we finish all the brachas and with all the klolos before the new year, Shavuos, for Peiros Ha'ilan, and then we go on with the blessings. And then after Parshas, after the Yontif of Shavuos, is Parshas Naso. So therefore, right after Kabbalah's Torah, we wanted to show there's always more to learn. We haven't had enough Torah. We go ahead and read the longest parsha. As the Kiddushi Arim points out, he says also in terms of the Midrashim and other places, he claims that it has the most Midrashim, the most Torah Shabbat Peh is on Parshas Naso. And that's the Yisod, as we know, that the Yontif of Shavuos represents Matan Torah Seino. We know there are two aspects to the Torah, Torah Shebeksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. In fact, that's the whole Yontif of Shavuos, Lo Yavo Amoni Mahavi Bakal Hashem, that someone from Amon and Moab can't enter the assembly of God, and yet Ruth Amoavia came. We have a oral tradition that Moab, Lo Moavia, a male and not a female. It's all based on Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's why the Shanto of Hashem and Roshi, David HaMelech, became the Melech, even though people were saying he wasn't even Jewish. And that's the Yisrael. We begin the Torah of Rashi's Baruch Hakim, the four levels, Pardes, Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Zod. And therefore, what you would think the first Pasuk should make sense literally, not the beginning creator God, but no, he wanted to say, when you learn Torah Shabbat Sav, realize it's a closed book without Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's the breaking of the Luchos, the Enei Kol Yisrael. The Moshe Posev Midaita, the Luchos symbolize Torah Shabbat Peh. As Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky pointed out, that Chazal tell us he made a Tanaya Maisa Bereshis 2,000 years later, if they accept the Torah on Vav Ziv, on Hashishi, the 6th. And yet we know, Moshe Posev Midaita, he gave it on the 7th. So, we should have went back to Tov Avos. So Rav Yaakov says, no, it's the Koach of Torah Shabbat Peh. The Torah Shabbat Peh was given to Rav Siva, and that's the Yisro, Parashat Naso. The longest parish in Torah Shabbat Ksav, and as well in the Midrash in Torah Shabbat Peh, it's the longest parish to teach us that you can't learn Torah Shabbat Ksav without Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the Man Matan Torah Seinu. Moshe Kiva Torah Misinai, then not only did he receive the Torah Shabbat Ksav, but he received the Torah Shabbat Peh as well.